This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach from the Allo Communication Studios here at KFKM. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick, where are you, Bruce? Oh, he's not here again. Got a call about 7 o'clock this morning. Bruce said, hey, did they tell you I'm playing in a golf tournament today? Yeah. So Brady, our GM, of course, and host of the whole show, and Tanner Schwind, who is one of the co-hosts of Good Morning NOCO with Brian Gary. It was just Brian this morning on the show. They all abandoned ship. They're playing golf again today. The boys are out at Eaton Country Club for best bets today. We're going to jump in with Bruce in the last segment, find out what's going on at the golf course, find out who he likes. He won for you guys yesterday with the Astros. I went 1-1 in my parlay, and boy, it... And I told you this. I mean, last week, what did I think I've made, I think the number is 5 of the last 7 shows I've had winners. And when you go on a streak like that, you know it's going to be short-lived at some point. You're going to go the other direction. We're just trying to hit 55, 60% if we can. But I will tell you, when you get the signs maybe that your streak's coming to an end, it's a bad beat sometimes that kicks that off. We had one last night. Had the Giants plus a run and a half to cap about a $150 winner last night, and one-run lead for the Giants, plus a run and a half, and we get to the eighth inning. If you have plus 1.5 and you're the visiting team, it's a great spot to be in because the home team, they if we get to the ninth inning or extra innings, the home team's got to have a multiple RBI home run to beat you, a walk-off home run, at least a 2-run, 3-runner grand slam to beat you in the ninth or extra innings, or they win by 1 because they stop the game. And so in a great spot last night, and I think the Dodgers scored 4 runs in the eighth inning and beat the Giants. So the Giants bullpen takes the proverbial you-know-what and loses that one. But we'll have best bets. We'll get with Bruce last segment of the program. A couple of interviews that we've had this the past week that we wanted. We got a lot of requests to replay those. We'll do that today. Kind of a best of today. Two interviews that we've had earlier. Blake Olson, who is the new voice of the UNC Bears. Exciting to have Blake. He's going to join Aaron Rath for all the Bears games this year. So we'll play that interview back. And then Steve Fry, the coach out at Mountain View High School with great UNC ties, Steve Fry does. So we'll play both of those interviews for you. Last segment, of course, Best Bets Live with Bruce. And then Monday, we go back to all live stuff as we get going. 13 days, 13 teams. It's coming up here. We'll talk about that in a second. Advanced Roofing Technologies, that's Brad Evans, his great staff. They'll knock it out of the park for you. 30 years now in Northern Colorado. They did a great job at Bruce's house. We can endorse them. We know exactly what this company is. They're local, and they do fantastic work. You can bet your clock by them. Simply great stuff. On time, on budget. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies. Brad Evans, his great staff. Give him a call today, 970-663-0203. Advanced Roofing Technologies. All right, as we said, 13 days, 13 teams. Training camp coverage for football is coming up here. We are slated to begin August 3rd. The issue with that is we've got to find 3 schools that start practicing on the 1st. And it all has to do with, are you playing in week 1? How many scrimmages did you have? That kind of thing sets you up for when you can start. And teams can either start on the 1st or the 8th, wherever they fall in there. So the 3rd is a Wednesday. We're hoping we've got 3 teams in there. If not, we peel it back and start on the 8th. But 13 days, 13 teams. We have 2 weeks. Well, over that, 2.5 weeks of great high school football training camp coverage coming up here for you on KFKA. Should be a ton of fun. Talking about football, too, our broadcast schedule's not that far away. Perusing, I haven't got all the schedules yet, so we haven't put the schedule together, the broadcast schedule. But every week we're going to have 2 games for you, like we always do. And just to kind of give you a teaser Haven't decided on whether these will be broadcast yet or not, but my bet is yes. They are going to be Thursday, August 25th. Loveland and Fossil Ridge will open up play. So you get Jeff Fulton and the 5A Fossil Ridge Sabercats, Loveland and the 4A, Alan Jeffries and the 4A Loveland Red Wolves. Terrific. And they're going to be playing at Timnath Stadium, new Timnath High School out there. So that should be a ton of fun. Loveland Fossil Ridge on Thursday, August 25th. That's a run team, Loveland, against the pass happy Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Tyler Kubat, the great quarterback for Fossil Ridge. And then, of course, Garrett Harstead. Will they let Garrett Harstead throw more this year? That's the question as he comes into his senior season. Then the next night, on Friday the 26th, next month, Windsor and Meade. So Jason Klatt and the Meade Mavericks take on Chris Jones and the Windsor Wizards. That's a big one early. So those are two that I wouldn't be surprised to see hang up on our broadcast schedule. And then the next weekend, Eton and University, who are not going to play in the same conference. There's three 2A conferences now. We've talked about those a bunch, the 2A conferences with, let's get to them real quick for you. And this is what we've got. As soon as the schedules come out, I know it for sure, but I think we can put a ring around these 2A teams. Eton is in a division with Faith Christian, Berthoud, the Academy, Fort Lupton, and Steamboat Springs, for crying out loud. University is in a conference with Sterling, Brush, Weld Central, Timnath, the Timnath Cubs, and Arvada. And then the third 2A company there, conference, is Platte Valley, followed by Scott Leffler and the Valley Vikings, Wellington, Bennett, D'Evelyn, and Prospect Ridge Academy. So those are the three. We think those conferences are right. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if Chassa would just wake up and come out solid. Come out with a page. Here's the conferences. Here's what you can count on. Get the bulletin done. That would be cool. Boy, they just seem to be lagging here. So that's what we know for 2A anyway, as we get it. So Eton University would be a non-conference game on Friday, September 2nd. But remember, what a great year for a university, for Casey Dawson Company. First home playoff game in 37 years. They went to Eton and gave the Reds all they could handle on that field in the playoffs. So we'll find out what that looks like. And then Friday, September 9th, there's a myriad of games to choose from. Fort Collins goes to Windsor, Meade goes to Severance, and Fort Morgan is going to be in Johnstown taking on Roosevelt. That's the defending 3A champion, Fort Morgan and Roosevelt. That sounds like one that we should be at. So football schedule coming up. We'll get to that shortly in the next couple of weeks. We'll have that out for you guys. But softball tournament coming up in August, the Loveland tournament, then the Triple Crown tournament for softball, too. So there's a ton of stuff that we'll be able to carry for you guys coming up here next month. And it all begins with 13 days, 13 teams, our training camp coverage on August 3rd. All right, we'll come back in a moment, get the interview with Blake Olson, the new voice of the UNC Bears football team. We're back in a moment from the Allen Communications Studios. Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, 1118 here on a Friday in Northern Colorado. Coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios. Want to thank my good friends down at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They take care of me. They have done so much for my family, keeping us on the road with all our old cars and all that good stuff. And going into the mix, I didn't know diddly about cars, and I still don't. So I've got to find somebody that I trust, that somebody I know is going to do the right thing for me. And simply, it is AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland have just killed it for us. Don Scott, his great staff, Lance Pinkett out in Fort Collins, Dave Martin in Loveland. You can't do better than these guys. They've been together Don's been doing this for 40 years, and Lance and Dave have been with him for 30. So it's a dynamite group to get behind. Need car repairs, full car maintenance, anything top to bottom. AMCO Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, going to take care of you. In Fort Collins, give Lance a call, 226-4477. In Loveland, Dave Martin's your guy. 877-667-3006. So excited to have Blake Olson on the staff here at KFKA. Now, he'll be calling the UNC football games coming up this year with Aaron Rath. So, caught up with Blake. I met Blake a long time ago, back 2005, 2006, was calling a state championship game down at the Coors Event Center. And Blake was just fantastic. I mean, met him down there. He was so nice, showed me around the block and everything. I was a greenhorn at the time, but he was just really, really nice to me. And that kind of stuck out. A guy that helps you in the industry like that, you love him. And he's coming here with us to broadcast UNC football coming up this year. Caught up with Blake, and here's an interview with Blake Olson. Blake, how are you this morning?
Go Bears! Go Bears, Clark!
You said it, man. We're so excited, Blake, that you're joining the party here for UNC football. When this job became available, how quick were you to throw your hat in the ring?
Oh, I don't know. It may have been 13 seconds, maybe. 13 seconds, .10.
Yeah, that's right.
To be Clark, first of all, let me tell you something. You do a great job, and I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you. And right back at you. I met you a couple of times at state championship games. I've been out here 18 years doing this in Northern Colorado. You were one of the most accessible and nicest people I've ever met in the media market. So I just want to thank you for that, because I was a green thumb then. And, man, you kind of opened things up for me and just said, hey, I kind of belong in this spot, and I appreciate you for that.
Well, you're an old veteran now, and you sound great. And this show is extremely valuable to everyone in northern Colorado, and I'm sure southern Wyoming and eastern Colorado. And I love this part of the state. I grew up here. And when you have a radio station and programming like Brady Holt puts together,
sure,
and putting talented people like you on the air to expose these young athletes and the schools and the programs and the coaches, that's what it's all about to me. I'm so old now, Clark, that I don't get fired up for pro sports anymore. So college football is kind of my thing, and I love the FCS. And right when this opened, and Jerry's a friend of mine,
sure,
I let him know, man, I want that job, and I let Brady know as soon as possible. And it's been a whirlwind. It's been crazy, but I'm blessed more than anything to take this job and accept this job and be offered it by KFKA and Northern Colorado. I just can't say enough. I mean, it means the world to me, because I think this, FCS to me is the most entertaining football in the country. And to have that in our state and be able to go and watch it and experience it live, it's the best thing, in our region as far as I'm concerned. I'm just I'm privileged to be in this position. There is no question about that.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you say that, Blake, because I agree. I think FCS football is fantastic to watch. The more you get involved in it, the more you see that this is just great football. And you're getting in at, I think, the ideal time. Coach Mack in his second year up here coming up. There's nowhere to go for this program, really. I mean, it's a program that, since they came from D2 to D1, has struggled. And, you're fighting to get fans in the seats and all that stuff. Big improvement last year with Jerry behind the mic. Now you join it, of course. Everybody knows who Blake Olson is in the state of Colorado as far as broadcasters go. So I'm just excited that you're hitting this at the right time, and you can take this excitement to the next level.
Well, you're too kind, but I will say, yes, I'm fired up because Coach Mack, Coach Mack, I'm so old, I think, the Coach Mack I know is over in Boulder.
But
I've known Coach McCaffrey for a long time. I used to cover him when I was at the Broncos facility every day. I would watch his practices for 2 straight years. And back in those days, they didn't kick the media out unless you were not willing to stay for every snap.
So that's right.
I was one of the few who stayed for 2 straight years where you can actually watch during the regular season Ed McCaffrey and John Elway and all the greats practice every day. So I got to know Ed then and his family and Lisa, obviously, his wife. And I'm fired up about it. because I've watched his kids grow up as
sure.
well. I've covered him. And Dylan, I've watched him since eighth grade.
Yep.
So and covered him. So, I mean, it's just exciting to have Coach McCaffrey up here and Max, of course, and Coach Darnell and I go back 23 years. The defensive coordinator, Jimmy Spencer, and I, we've known each other for a long time. One of his classmates in Florida, in Belgrade, Florida, was one of my best friends at Troy University in Alabama. So it's like a homecoming for me. You know, I'm thrilled to be around it. I'm thrilled to watch these guys. A lot of them are local kids that I covered on a weekly basis. When we live streamed high school football and basketball games, I think about David Hogan,
sure.
guys like that from Smoky Hill. All these talented athletes coming to Greeley, not only from Colorado, but from around the nation. And I just think Bears fans should be fired up. I think they should mark every Saturday at home, as long as there's a home game, to be out at Nottingham. And bring the family, and let's make this one of the great places in the Big Sky Conference, because I love Big Sky Conference football.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. There's no doubt about it. We're talking with the new voice of UNC Bears football, Blake Olson, veteran broadcaster. I want to go there, man. You were so good with Altitude TV, Denver Nuggets studio host. You're also on the sideline reporting there as well. But I got to ask you, I'm a play-by-play guy. I don't sit well on the other seat. I'm not a guy that can sit and go, okay, I'm going to be the color analyst in this particular game. Mm-hmm. I'm not nearly as comfortable at that. I like to call the action and kind of direct things from the other seat. You as a sideline reporter and a studio analyst earlier, always in the back of your mind, were you going, God, I want to get back in a play-by-play seat?
Yeah, honestly, that's always been my dream. And, you know, I was blessed. I was able to work in TV in two large markets, in Dallas and in Denver, in TV. Prior to Altitude, I worked at an NBC affiliate in Denver, of course, 9 News. Yeah. Then I worked at a CBS affiliate in Dallas. And I was, like you said, it was a different role. However, during that time, all I wanted to do was play-by-play. So, you know, you kind of get directed in one path. And then after I lost my job 6 years ago at Altitude, I said, man, my passion is play-by-play.
Sure.
So instead of waiting around, I didn't want to leave Colorado. I just said, you know, let's just do it at the high school level, the level that I love, along with college football and basketball. And we just started live streaming high school football and basketball games in the metro area. And I did it with a business partner, a guy who I'd worked with for 30 years ago at 9 News, and, you know, we have the time of our life. And Kansas Credit Union was one of our sponsors, and we, you know, live-streamed at a high level 100 high school football and basketball games per year. So I did that kind of to quench my thirst, and then should a play-by-play job open up, I told myself I'm going to be all over it. So that's what happened after Jerry went back to the Rockies.
One of the things I love doing is supporting and following high school athletes out here, but then watching them go to the next level. So I'm just going to be handing off to you and saying, Blake, here you go. Here's the guys I've called for the last 4 years. Now they're coming to UNC to be a Bear, and you get to take them on. And, man, your passion for what you're doing, it gets me out of my seat right now. It's so refreshing to hear.
Oh, that's so nice, Clark, and the same goes for me, listening to you and everyone who does this, because,
sure.
you know, at this level, this is where these guys and gals are doing it because they love it,
yep.
and they love the game. I'm about to pick up my son at a basketball camp right now, and Clark, he said the greatest thing I've heard in a decade to me a couple days ago. He said, Dad, these basketball camps are so much better than video games.
You know, yes.
I almost had a heart attack. You know? I mean, it was like Jesus was touching
right,
me on the forehead
right.
and saying, I'm gonna bless you here with this statement. But, you know, I want Greeley to be like Bozeman. I want
yes.
it, you know,
yep.
I want it to have that flavor and that color and excitement and a place for people to go on Saturdays in the fall and just have a blast and watch great college football.
Well, what you paint the picture like you can do, you know you're going to have people clamoring to listen to your broadcast. I can't wait for it. And I said before, I said, I think you're hitting this at exactly the right time to bring the program to a new level. Let me ask you this. Growing up and even later on in your career, who are the play-by-play guys that you loved the most in some of the different sports?
Oh, that's easy. I grew up in Longmont. So when I was growing up, we listened to the Denver Bears games, which was our AAA form, you know, AAA team for the Montreal Expos. So Mark Holtz was the voice of the Denver Bears.
Mark Holtz,
He became the Astros play-by-play guy and the Rangers play-by-play guy, and he was phenomenal. He has since passed away of cancer. I was actually working in Dallas when he was doing the play-by-play for the Rangers, and he passed away. But he was phenomenal. Just great pipes, painted the picture, told the story. You felt like you were there, and you felt like you were, you know, he was your friend.
Yep.
So he was, to me, he was number one. And I grew up with him, and listening to him and listening on the radio with my grandfather on his driveway. He would smoke a cigar and listen to Denver Bears games in Longmont, and we probably listened to every one of their games.
Yeah, that's. I always go back to my childhood too. I grew up in California, and it was a transistor radio with a headphone in my ear, listening to Vin Scully paint, as you just said, paint the picture. And it, you know, from the time I was 8 on, I was like, this is what I want to do. Someday I want to be a play-by-play broadcaster. I'm sure it was the same way for you.
Very, very few better than him. There's no question about that. I didn't grow up with Vin Scully. Now this is what's funny. Coloradans will get this. I never heard of Marv Albert, right?
Really? Yeah.
I never heard of Marv Albert until, like, the 90s, right? I'm like, Marv Albert? You mean Al Albert?
Hey, Al Albert, Albert, that's right. His bro,
Al Albert was our guy in Colorado when he did the ABA Nuggets and CU Buffs and numerous other, you know, teams around the area. But Al Albert, I was like, what? Al Albert has a brother? You know,
that's Al's brother. That's right. Yeah,
in New York.
That's
so
fantastic.
I'm all Colorado, Northern Colorado, the Rocky Mountain region, and I'm fired up because I love my friends in Wyoming as well. And this is just a great part of the country. My oldest brother graduated from CU.
Oh, fantastic!
From UNC. My dad graduated from UNC. My mom and dad went to school there. So, you know, coaches, teachers, all of them seem like they've gone to UNC or they graduated from UNC. So it's a special place, and I really want this thing to be, you know, on a different level, and I know that's what Coach McCaffrey and the athletic department are trying to make it.
Well, they got a lucky deal when you said yes to this thing. So, I cannot wait to get to have you to be able to shake your hand, get you up here. And when are you? I know you've got a lot of homework to do. You got to dig your head into all the UNC stuff. When are you likely to get up here and start doing some stuff on campus?
I moved up here.
Boom! Look at that.
So I moved up to Northern Colorado. I'm telling you, that was a coincidence. So we're blessed. We're going to be in the Timnath area.
Sweet.
And the Eaton and Windsor area, so at Greeley. So I'm going to be over there as much as I can. And you can follow me on Twitter at BlakeOlson1, the number one. And I'll try to, you know, I like to shoot video and still do the TV stuff, so I'll try to pick up my camera and try to edit some stuff and do content and put it on there for Bears fans and give you as much coverage as possible, because we're going to make this big. We're going to try to win as many football games as possible, and fill those stands.
Yeah, that's what we're after, too. And with all what you said with your family at Connections at UNC, it is an Olsen family homecoming here as you get up here, you get up here to UNC. Man, I can't wait. I'm excited. As soon as I heard the news, I said that's not only a great broadcaster, but just a truly dynamic and wonderful human being. I appreciate the fact of, well, again, I'll go back and say how you opened the door for me and were so nice to me early on. But and I know you don't remember that, but I will tell you, thank you for that. And I cannot wait, Blake, to see you up here calling the Bears games.
Thank you, Clark. And I'm excited to do the games with Aaron as well.
You bet.
He's been outstanding. I appreciate him. I appreciate Brady and all you guys. And look forward to seeing you soon.
Big victory for KFKA, man. Thank you so much, Blake, for jumping on with us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the week.
All right, there is Blake Olsen, the new voice of the UNC Bears football team. Thank you to PWI Performance and Wellness Institute. That's Ryan Waslowski, the WAS, Athletic Development Specialist for the last 6 years here in NOCO. He's your guy at PWI. PWI, your own customized, individualized, and personalized fitness and performance center located right here in the heart of Greeley. For all they do, services, trainer bios, testimonials, it's PWI. training.com. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Steve Fry, Mountain View football coach. Little UNC tie there as well. We'll come back from the Allen Communications Studios. 11:35 on a Friday here in Northern Colorado. We're back in a moment. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. Clark and the coach today. Bruce out golfing with the boys, but we're going to hear from him here in about 10 minutes. We'll get to Best Bets at the end of the program. Bruce live from the Eaton Country Club out there playing some golf today. Thank you to Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. She's local, folks. You can get insurance anywhere. There's a million people offering insurance. It's the agent that makes the difference. Miranda Simpson, 17 years at State Farm, going to knock it out of the park for you. Get your family set up in the right coverage, and they're going to explain it to you so you know what you've got and so you can sleep at night. It is Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Give her a call today, 223-8700. All right, caught up with Steve Fry, the head football coach out of Mountain View High School with great UNC ties. This is a big run. Second year for Steve out at Mountain View. Look for a lot of improvement with that club as they go forward in the next few years. Here is the interview with Steve Fry. Coach, how are you?
I'm great, Clark. How about yourself?
Fantastic, man. Love talking to you. You're such a guy. I can get up so easy for these interviews because you come out pounding. Talk to me a little bit about last year, Steve, your first year with the Mountain Lions. 2-8, but that record's deceiving, man. You guys played some games, even the 4A champion Fort Morgan game. You're in the mix at halftime in that game. What did you bring from last year, and can you do that at the high school level? Can you bring things from last year and move them forward?
Absolutely. You know, to answer that, you know, coaching is such a reflective profession. And I can tell you, after a 2-8 and getting bonked like that in a 6-game losing streak, there's been a lot of reflecting going on over here at Mountain View High School. You know, first and foremost, offensively, you know, when you sit back and look, we had 200 plays last year of zero or minus yardage, including that as a result of penalties and missed assignments. And in a 10-game season, you can do the math on that. It's absolutely unacceptable.
Sure.
And that's one of our biggest takeaways on that side of the ball. And one way that we have addressed that, you know, none of this makes any difference unless you change something and do something about it.
Sure.
And one of the things we've done from day one all summer, every offensive play we've ran it from the sidelines, game-like. We've made substitutions game-like, and every single snap has been on a 40-second clock from day one since the end of May.
This is just, Steve, it's just preparation, right? I mean, that's, and getting it into the heads, the preparation, and then the confidence in executing, right?
Absolutely. And in execution, that's a great word, Clark, and that's something that's being said around here daily, is we're looking for young men who can not only execute but can make plays, and young men who can overcome failures and make a next play. And beyond that, you know, another thing that I've taken away, I'm not causing inflation by blowing smoke. I'm a very positive players coach. I'm going to give compliments when they're due, but I'm also quick to remind you in 2022, you're only as good as your next catch. You're only as good as your next block. And that's been our mantra since May. And I'm really hoping that the fans and the league and everybody else can see that growth in Mountain View in 1 year, from year one to year two.
Yeah, we're certainly looking forward. We'll talk about the league in a second, a couple of new characters in that division for you guys coming up this year. Talk to me about the staff a little bit. This had such a UNC flavor to it with Hod Soto, with Tyler English, Marty's son, in it last year. I know Rogue steps down for you. Mark Rogie is retiring. But talk to me about the new staff, what it means going forward for you this year at Mountain View.
Absolutely. A lot of excitement going on. We've still got that same UNC flavor. Coach Soto is back, you know, doing the D-line. It's really exciting times here at Mountain View. We just, Tyler English accepted a PE job here in the building.
Sweet.
So we'll be working side to side. And it's very important to have good coaches in the building to help these young men with day-to-day operations. So super excited to have him into the building. On the offensive coordinator role, we've got Tim Durant, who I've had a history with. I was able to do a brief coaching stint with him at Loveland High, probably 2012. Coached with him and Berthoud in 2018. He's a seasoned veteran. He's a fireball. He's a tremendous competitor. And he's done a good job of simplifying our offense, bringing that game-like scenario to that, and demanding that the players rise to that game-like practices. So super excited, on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, same crew: Soto, English, Mike McMahon's calling the defense, as well as doing the defensive back. So a lot of continuity on that side of the ball.
But
a couple other additions that have made a really big impact to the View already. One, we've got a new athletic director in Chris Stein.
Oh, yes.
He's a Mountain View guy through and through. He bleeds purple and black. He's back with us, and you can see his infectious energy as well. Another one that we brought in, Julianne McMahon. I call her the director of football ops. She's an English teacher in the building, former softball, basketball coach, has done a good job bringing some perspective to us on spreadsheets, different ways we can motivate kids, bring in boosters, sponsors in. And she's done a whale of a job planning this upcoming July 30th purple and black game here at Mountain View to try to draw up some excitement. Couldn't be more excited, and not only the staff we have, but the outside pieces that are going to help this organization.
Talking with Steve Fry, the head football coach out at Mountain View High School, as they jump in. Talk about this new conference a little bit. I mean, you know Northridge, you know Roosevelt. You've been with those cats for a while, but I love the dip in here. You get Resurrection Christian, Bob Mock's team jumping in. You get
Absolutely.
Severance, Jeff Van Winkle, terrific football coach over at Severance High School, Thompson Valley, you know, your crosstowns in the mix as well. This I think this is one of the more interesting conferences, rebuilds of conferences coming up this year. I'm really excited to see what unfolds in this conference.
I am as well. You know, coming from a 2-8 football team, everybody's good every week in and week out.
Of course, yeah.
And you're going to see some punching matches week in and week out. Another thing that I love about it, all of those games feel like they have a local flavor.
Yep.
You know, if that makes sense to you. You're not jumping on a bus, going 4 hours away, and seeing young men you're never going to see again. These young men see each other at Shields. To see each other at the grocery store.
Yep.
Every one of these games is certainly going to be almost a local rivalry game, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just a quick look at the club coming back for you. How young are you guys? I know that the sophomore Bergen Roth had some chances at quarterback. Will he be coming back? I mean, offensively, how many starters coming back for you guys?
Offensively, starters wise, probably five.
Okay.
Five.
Middle of the road.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm not naming starters right now.
Okay.
We're in the middle of an evaluation process. This is a merit-based football team, and things are still being earned. I will tell you that Bergen Roth is coming back. We've got another lefty in Josh Santos at that position, who is capable and a great competitor who saw some time last year. They're in a great battle right now, and as a head coach, that's music to my ears.
Sure it is.
Competition every week. To answer your youth question, yes, we are a young football team. We had an excellent, outstanding freshman team last year. And to give you an idea, I got a bunch of 15-year-old kids who put on 20 pounds from a year ago.
Wow.
They're working hard. They're hungry. They're not there yet. I remind them every day, you're only as good as your next lift, your next catch. But there is a tremendous amount of youth there. There's a good amount of talent. It's up to us to continue to push these young men, get them to grow so that they can be serviceable on Friday nights.
All right, there is Steve Fry, the head football coach out at Mountain View High School. Great UNC flavor, as we said with that, but we'll see. Steve coming up this year, second year at Mountain View High School. So that program, as we said, going to continue to roll right on by. We told you about that football schedule coming up. We've got 13 days, 13 teams. That is coming up here on Preps Radio, so can't wait for that. Monday, back on Clark and a Coach on Monday, we'll have a brand new live show. I'm not sure if Bruce has got camp Monday morning. I don't know. But I keep looking across the room, and he's not here. So we will get that man back in here. And I understand right now, with the summer being out, there's a great time for Bruce to be able to teach the young kids around here. But when school starts again, that'll kind of dry up a little bit. So he'll be back with us every single day in there. Thank you to Quality Well and Pump, Christy Skip and the gang. Anything that has to do with water, folks, they'll knock it out of the park for you at Quality Well and Pump. They also service anything you've got. Any makes, any models, any brands, they'll take care of you. And need a water well drilled, they're the place to go to. There's no doubt. It's Quality Well and Pump. Great Zomatic dealer, too, for your irrigation. So go to Quality Well and Pump. Give them a call, 353-3118. They've got you bookended out there on Highway 85 in LaSalle and in Ault. It is Quality Well and Pump. Also want to thank Park Place Interiors. Looking for value, Park Place Interiors is the place to go for flooring and countertops. They got you covered in Windsor and here in Greeley, downtown Greeley here on 8th Avenue. Kathy Food Center, strong folks out there will take care of you. For all they do, go to parkplaceinteriorsco.com. Check out the clearance tab on the website to just save money and ask about the remnants sale. They'll kill it for you. It's about value. Knocking it out of the park. It's my good friends at Park Place Interiors. All right, we'll come back. Final segment of the program. We are not, it sounds like, going to get Bruce on the line today, but he does phone in his best bet. And wouldn't you know, out of all those games tonight, we arrived on the same best bet today. We'll come back, talk about that in a moment from the Allo Communications Studios. Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Alrighty, welcome back, Allo Communications Studios, on a Friday here in Northern Colorado. Thank you to, speak of the devil, Northern Colorado Credit Union. Love what they do. 90 days, same as cash. No payments out there for new or refinanced auto loans. Get all that done at Northern Colorado Credit Union. For all they do, go to nococu.org. That's coming from my good friends at Northern Colorado Credit Union. All right, folks, I'll tell you what. Best bets, it's been an interesting week. Bruce been out most of the week, so he didn't have some wagers early in the week. I did, and I made my money on Monday. Had a winning week last week, won 4 out of 5 days. I think plus 311 for the week last week. Get to this week, and what do we do on Monday? Boom, 100 to win on our good friend Juan Soto to win the Home Run Derby. Boom. Takes care of business. Plus 600. Lost the last couple. We lost 3-2. We put that out. We got the National League in the All-Star game. Lost 3-2. So close one there. And then the Dodgers last night blowing up in the eighth inning with a lead plus a run and a half. We had Texas in the first half of that yesterday at plus 1.5. They won 8-0. John Gray was terrific yesterday. John Gray now the last 8 starts for the ex-Rocky and the Texas right-hander. The last 8 starts, the Rangers have won 7 of those. So John Gray's a guy to look at. You might want to hop on his train. It might be too late. Sometimes you look at guys like Max Fried and Tony Gonsolin, who was terrible, by the way, in the All-Star game, but has had a great year for the Dodgers. They can string out 8-10 wins in a row, guys like that. I don't know that Gray can. So he might be coming to the end of his run, but I'm not going to get off him until he proves that he's gone the other direction. So so plus 400 for me at the end of the yesterday for Bruce. He had the Astros yesterday minus 130. They won. What he really wanted to do was play an Astros sweep yesterday, and they swept the Yankees, which kind of sets us up for today. And Bruce and I jumping on the same team today, which, you know, when everybody and their mother jumps on the same side, you got to run the other direction.
And that's why I'm rooting against the Seattle.
I knew you would do that.
No, I had the Rockies not losing yesterday.
Is that, well, and the Rockies did not play, right?
Yes.
So you were correct. Yes.
Yes. You know, I just wanted to be right about baseball.
Yeah, and you are always right
about baseball. Especially when I don't gamble on it.
That's right. Michael Kirkpatrick, 439th, back in the studio there to keeping this thing on the tracks for us, our great producer.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. That's right. All right, let's get to it. Today, we are going to go to the late game tonight, Seattle Mariners, and you guessed it, the Houston Astros. Well, this is not a great spot for the Astros. They're a great team. This is not a great spot. Seattle's won 14 in a row. I get there was the All-Star break. But Houston, one day's rest. They go home and get a doubleheader against the Yankees. They win both. Now they've got to go to the Pacific Northwest, jump on a plane, go boom, right there. That's a tough trip for the Astros. It'll be tough for them to be up tonight, I think. They get Jose Urquidy, who's been terrible in three starts against Seattle, 0-3 with a 2.7 whip, not ERA, a 2.7 whip. That means almost three runners per inning getting on base against him for Seattle. So Seattle likes to hit against the Houston pitcher, Marco Gonzalez, Rocky Mountain fame, of course. For the Seattle Mariners to go tonight, 20 and a third innings against Houston, a 2.7 ERA for Marcos. So, like Seattle tonight, plus 105. Bruce and I are both there.
I like Houston.
You do. And Micah likes Houston. So go there. I mean, go land on Micah land, and we'll get this thing rocking and rolling. Thank you on the program today. Blake Olson, the new voice for UNC football, jumping on with us. Steve Fry, also the Mountain View football coach. Don't forget, football schedule coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Our broadcast schedule will be out for 2022 football. 13 days, 13 teams coming up here starting August 3rd. So we are only about 12 days away from that. So football coming up and UNC football, everything that's could be good in the world. And the Broncos, Chargers, Chiefs, Raiders, that unbelievable AFC West, all coming to you here shortly. All right, thanks to everybody. Thank you, of course, to our good friends and to Micah. Have a great day. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310K.